The first day of Pesach. The Morer v'Chazeres. On the Seder plate, we have Morer and we have Chazeres. For the two of them, Hein Chrein v'Hein Salat. We use both horseradish and romaine lettuce. Now here on the Seder plate, we have the six symbolic foods, and they include Morer, bitter herbs, and then we have Chazeres, which is romaine lettuce. In Shulchan Aruch, it is mentioned that there are five types of vegetables that we can use for bitter herbs. But then, when it talks about the kaida, the Seder plate itself, it says one is called morer, translated to bitter herbs, and then there is chazeres, which is translated to romaine lettuce. Now, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch says that the best type to use for morer is romaine lettuce. But because he uses two names, the Rebbe writes, there are many who use one type for the morer and one type for the chazeres. So the Rebbe says that our minig is we should use both for the morer that we will eat for the mitzvah of morer, and for the chazeres that we are going to eat with the kerech. This is the minhag Chabad. Kiddush ba'amida. We make kiddush while standing. The reason the Rebbe brings this, because there are those who have a custom that Kiddush on Seder night, we do it sitting because it looks like it's an expression of freedom. So the Rebbe determines that our minig is just like any other Shabbos and any other Yom Tov, also on Pesach, we make Kiddush while standing. Hey lachmo hahei betzedek. When we start the part before the manishtano, hey lachmo anu, this is the bread of affliction, we say the word hey with a tzedek. Most customs say holachmo anyo. And the difference in translation is holachmo anyo, you're saying this is the bread of affliction, we're pointing to it. And when we say hey lachmo anyo, it's like saying here, I'm giving you, here is the bread of affliction. Not this is the bread of affliction, but here, like I'm giving. So the reason that we say with a tzede and not with a kometz, because it also says in Kabbalah that the reason that we eat the bread of affliction and we say Helach Ma'anyo is because Yosef, when he was feeding the Egyptians, he said, Hey Lochem Zera, here is seeds for you. And in that way, he gave them sustenance. And by doing that, he gave energy to the Klippa of Mitzrayim. And as a result, they were able to enslave us. So to correct that energy that was given to the Mitzrayim with the word hey, we say hey lachmo anyo, this is the bread of affliction, talking about our redemption, here is the bread of affliction. The Rebbe does point out that there were differences in customs over the years, but the final custom is hey lachmo anyo. Bebichas achilas morer, when we are reciting the bracha for the eating of morer, mechavnin gam al morer shebekerech. We should also have in mind the morer that we're going to eat later in the kerech, in the sandwich. The Alter Rebbe talks about morer and kerech really are one thing. We eat two separate ways because there's a difference in opinions whether we eat morer separately or morer, like Hillel said, that we have to sandwich it all together. Therefore, it's really one mitzvah. We're just doing it in two ways in order to fulfill both opinions. So when we make the broche, when we eat the morer, the horseradish with the lettuce by itself, and then when we eat the sandwich, we should have had it in mind. The Rebbe points out that the Alter Rebbe does not actually say that. He says in Shulchan Aruch that you should have in mind the kerech when you eat the morer, but in the Siddur he didn't put it in. So the Rebbe corrects and fills in that we should have in mind when we make the broche also for the lettuce and horseradish that we are going to eat with the sandwich. The Seder Horishin Hoya Adeni Ovi Meiri V'Rabbi Mekatzer. When it was the first Seder, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, would be brief when he would discuss the Haggadah. B'chdei lechel ha'afikoyma lifnei chatzos. In order to eat the ha'afikoyma before midnight. Avol b'sheni hoya ma'arich. But at the second Seder, he would elaborate. He would talk more. He would expound. Maschi lifnei shotes. He would start the Seder before 9 o'clock. V'goymri b'sho gimul dala d'achachatzos. And he would finish the Seder about 3-4 o'clock after midnight. And he would spend time and explain at length the meaning of the Haggadah. So this again, the Rebbe writes that the tradition in the Beis Harav, in the house of the Rabbein, that the first Seder they would start as early as they can, and they would be brief in order to be able to make the Afikoman before midnight. However, the second Seder was different. They would finish like 3-4 o'clock, and then the Rebbe Rashab would go to shul and he would continue talking about Pesach and the Agodah. Our Rebbe also had the same custom. The first night he was brief and fast to finish before midnight. The second night, although the Rebbe did not extend the Seder till 3-4 in the morning, but also he wasn't so particular. And after the Seder, the Rebbe had a Fabrengen where he would discuss the Haggadah at length. Admor Hazokinome, the Alter Rebbe said, Meichle de Memnusa, Lailo Rishon. Food of faith is on the first night. Now we know the Zohar says that matzah is food of faith, and then it also says it's food of healing. So the Alter Rebbe says the first night we eat food of faith, and then Mechle Da'asvosa, food of healing, Laila Shein is on the second night. So the Alter Rebbe explains, as the refuah bring the emunem, when the healing leads a person to faith. Vos erzogt adank dir Gott for my refuah. A person says, thank you God that you brought me healing. Is er doch given krank? But in reality, he experienced an illness, and this led him to faith. But he got cured. Aber as die Emunah bringt der Refuah. But when faith generates the healing, is melechat chila nit krank. That causes that to begin with, there is no illness to talk of. The faith keeps you from being sick. So this comes from a sicha of the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe discusses that when the Alter Rebbe said that the first night is food of faith and the second night is food of healing, so Chassidim were confused. They were discussing among themselves, what does it mean? So the Mittler Rebbe explained that if the healing brought you to faith, you were ill and then you became cured. That leads you to faith. But if you started with faith, it prevents this illness from coming. And this happens on the first night. And the second night is food of healing in order to prevent the illness. So Chassidim asked the Mittler Rebbe, does that mean also physically? So the Mittler Rebbe responded, yes, by a Jew, physicality and spirituality is inseparable. From spirituality, it is drawn into physicality, and then we, from physicality, create spirituality.